Welcome to today's episode of I'm No Rookie, which is all about why spa beauty therapists stay in their jobs longer than they should. Yes, we're going there. In the world of beauty and spa therapy, comfort can be a double-edged sword. We all crave stability, familiar faces, a steady income, and the pure joy of making others feel beautiful. But what happens when this comfort morphs into complacency? The routines that once brought us satisfaction begin to feel like shackles, stifling our growth and dimming our spark. Yet, the question lingers, why do so many of us remain in these roles longer past their expiration date? For many, the answer is fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of starting over, and fear of saying goodbye to the security we've known for years. I've encountered countless therapists with 5 to 10 years under their belt yearning for change, paralyzed at the thought of venturing into new territories. This hesitation often stems from a misplaced sense of gratitude. How can one walk away from a job that has provided so much, even if it no longer brings you joy? The truth is, staying in a role that no longer serves you is a disservice to yourself. It's a sign you've outgrown your current position, not a badge of loyalty. Yet the fear of becoming a newbie again, especially in an educational, unfamiliar setting, can be daunting. Here's the good news. Transitioning to a new career doesn't mean starting from scratch. Your wealth of experience, your knowledge and skills are incredibly transferable. Look at my journey, for instance. From beauty spa therapist to trainer to lecturer and then pivoting into marketing. Every step of the way, the skills I've honed in within the beauty industry provided invaluable skills and knowledge. So if you're feeling pigeonholed into management as the only way forward, I urge you to think broader. Your beauty qualifications open doors to roles in PR, marketing, course creation, or even social media for beauty brands. The possibilities are endless. So let's shatter the myth that change equals regression. On the contrary, embracing a new path can be the most rewarding decision ever. Remember, you are not just starting over. You are leveraging your rich history to build an even brighter future. Don't let fear hold you back from exploring the vast opportunities awaiting beyond the spa door. So next, I want to talk to you about the world of opportunities available to spa beauty therapists looking to make a change. Remember, you're not just a therapist. Your wealth of skills, experience, potential waiting to be unleashed. Let's explore the opportunities that await you. Leveraging the skills you've honed in as a therapist, the expertise is a springboard into various roles within the adjacent of the beauty industry, which is offering new ways to apply your passion and knowledge. So the first role that I want to introduce you to is becoming a trainer or a training manager. As a therapist, you've developed an intimate understanding of treatments, client care and product knowledge, and these insights are invaluable in training roles. So whether you're guiding a new therapist, a beauty brand, or managing training programs for a skincare retail company, your ability to communicate complex ideas into accessible manner coupled with hands-on experience makes you an ideal candidate to educate others in the field. Another role could be with PR marketing within our industry, beauty and wellness. So your day-to-day experience with clients gives you a unique perspective on what resonates with consumers. This insight is golden in PR marketing roles, especially when representing beauty and wellness brands. Understanding the nuances of treatments, client expectations, and industry trends allows you to craft compelling narratives and marketing strategies that speak directly to consumers' desires and needs. Or maybe you're thinking about going within research and development. Did you know your knowledge goes beyond the surface? Having worked closely with products and observed their effects on different skin types, you're equipped to contribute to research development teams. Your practical experience complements scientific research, guiding product innovation that meets real-world needs and preferences. Maybe you've got a creative streak and you're thinking about course creation and curriculum design. Perhaps one of the most direct applications of your skills in education, with foundation in both the practical and theoretical aspects of beauty therapy. You are uniquely positioned to design course curricula for beauty colleges and academies. Your understanding of the industry standards, evolving trends, and essential skills allows you to create comprehensive, relevant, and engaging educational programs. You are not just teaching techniques, you're shaping the next generation of beauty professionals. In each of these roles, a common set of transferable skills underpins your potential for success. First one, communication. Your ability to explain treatments and products to clients translates into effective teaching, persuasive marketing, and meaningful contributions to product development discussions. Another crucial skill, empathy and customer insight. Understanding clients' needs and preferences is crucial in designing product services or educational content that meets market demand. Adaptability is a skill that we have in abundance. The beauty industry, as we know, is ever evolving, and your capacity to adapt to new treatments, new technologies, and trends is a valuable asset in any role. And creativity, from tailoring treatments to individual clients to conceptualizing marketing campaigns or new products, your creative thinking drives innovation. And lastly, the skill that's so important is technical knowledge. Your hands-on experience with treatments and products provides a solid foundation for roles in training, product development, and other related fields. I want you to embrace the breadth of your expertise and consider how your journey as a therapist has equipped you with a unique skill set that is not only valuable but vital across a range of industries. The transition may seem daunting, but remember, you're not leaving your passion behind. You're expanding the canvas on which you can express it. Your next chapter could be a trailblazer in the beauty education, a visionary in the product development, or a key player in brand transformation. The only limit is your imagination. So let's redefine what's possible together. As we wrap up today's episode, remember, you're no rookie in this game of life. Your journey in the beauty and spa industry has equipped you with skills that reach far beyond the treatment room. You have the power to redefine your path and inspire others along the way. If this message resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Please subscribe to I'm No Rookie and share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Together, we can step boldly into new opportunities backed by the wealth of experience we've gathered. Remember, your next chapter is just waiting to be written.